Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer. It's Monday, March 26th, and I am back with you here live. And much to the regret of my enemies, of which there are many, I had a sore foot here for a couple days, as I think I mentioned here on the program. But you know what? As old and as fat as I am, I'm back in shape, and I can actually run down Pennsylvania Avenue here just like I could before I hurt my foot. So, to my enemies, you lost this one. All right, folks, just a reminder, tomorrow night here, we are going to have Tex Mars on the show. It's a reminder to me to make sure my producer gets his number so we can call Tex and get him up live right here tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Central Time. Well, a couple news notes, actually quite a few things I want to go through with you here tonight, and we'll get around to taking some calls later here in the hour. Different things have appeared in the news, things that I think are certainly of interest to you, and when, as I always say, these little items taken together present a much bigger picture about the truth about what's going on here in our world today. So, as I say, I'm going to go through some items here with you, and all things being equal, I'm going to invite you to make some calls later here in the hour. But before we go to this upcoming break, I want to remind you who my sponsor is. I'm going to always remind you who my sponsor is. It's Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And you better check them out on the internet. They're at headachestaygone.com. All right, folks, get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you some addresses and some other information you may want to take down. So get that pen and paper handy, folks. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Well, folks, you know that one of the things that has given us all headaches over the past 5 years or so has been this phrase, the war on terror. And guess what, folks? In the Sunday issue of the Washington Post, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the former national security advisor to President Jimmy Carter, has written a very interesting article, apparently for the Post, and it was titled, Terrorized by the War on Terror, How a Three-Word Mantra Has Undermined America. He says the damage these three words have done, the classic self-inflicted wounds, is infinitely greater than any wild dreams entertained by the fanatical perpetrators of the 9-1-1 attacks. Well, he, of course, here is accepting the idea that the 9-1-1 attacks were perpetrated by Muslims in caves. But be that as it may, he goes on to say, the phrase itself, war on terror, is meaningless. It defines neither a geographic context nor our presumed enemies. Terrorism is not an enemy but a technique of warfare. Political intimidation through the killing of unarmed noncombatants. Well, we all know this, folks, but what's important here is that someone of the caliber of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who has been a part of the foreign policy-making establishment, and I might add, not always necessarily in the camp of the pro-Israel lobby, it's significant that someone of his stature is speaking out. And here's what he says, folks. This is a much longer article, and it was in the Washington Post on March 25th, so you can find it at the Washington Post website if you care to. But he said, he refers to all of this propaganda coming out of the Bush administration as 5 years of almost continuous national brainwashing on the subject of terror. 5 years of almost continuous national brainwashing on the subject of terror. And folks, you know, I often mention a friend of mine here on the show. I refer to him as a big shot lawyer because I don't want to get him in trouble for knowing me. But this guy believes all this propaganda. He has been brainwashed, just like a lot of other intelligent people and not-so-intelligent people in this country. Listen to this, folks. This sounds like this could be coming from any of the commentators here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brzezinski says, government at every level has stimulated paranoia. Consider, for example, the electronic billboards over interstate highways urging motorists to, quote-unquote, report suspicious activity. Drivers in turbans, he asks. He talks about cable channels and the print media have found that horror scenarios attract audiences. while terror, quote-unquote, experts as consultants provide authenticity for the apocalyptic visions fed to the American public. He goes on and talks about how the entertainment industry has also jumped into the act. I don't need to tell you about all that, folks, but the fact is, Brzezinski is here putting it in black and white. And what's particularly interesting is how he closes his commentary. Where is the U.S. leader ready to say, enough of this hysteria, stop this paranoia? Even in the face of future terrorist attacks, the likelihood of which cannot be denied, let us show some sense. Let us be true to our traditions. What can I tell you, folks? More and more, there are people in high places speaking out, and that's the good news. Now, I mentioned my friend, the big shot lawyer. I remember when Pat Tillman was killed. Pat Tillman being the U.S. Army Ranger. He's killed in Afghanistan. He's a former professional football player who was so inspired by the events of 9-1-1 to join the Army Rangers. Well, more and more and more is coming out. Nine officers, including up to four generals, are being held accountable for missteps in the aftermath of the friendly fire death of Tillman. It turns out dozens of soldiers, those immediately around Tillman, his immediate superiors and high-ranking officers at a command post nearby, knew within minutes or hours that he had been shot by his own men. Don't forget, folks, Pat Tillman, although he eagerly joined the war in Afghanistan, was a critic of the war in Iraq. What would have been the reaction of all those people who pronounced Pat Tillman a hero if they would have found out that Pat Tillman was, in fact, a critic of the war in Iraq? Interesting. Speaking of Brzezinski, mentions Big Neff Brzezinski a few moments ago. He has a new book out, Second Chance, Three Presidents and the Crisis of American Superpowers. You know what? In that book, he says that the Israeli lobby distorts U.S. policy in the Middle East. And he makes an interesting point. His theory is that it's not because the Israeli lobby mobilizes narrow interests. That is, you know, a handful of American Jews and certain numbers of American Christians who support the intrigues of the Israeli lobby. But he says it's because the Israeli lobby can mobilize a broad swath of public opinion. Well, that, of course, ties right into what Brzezinski wrote in his column in the Washington Post, or his article in the Washington Post, because the Israeli lobby, in fact, does influence the mass media, and it's the mass media that in turn influences wide-ranging American opinion. Iran. They want to bomb Iran, folks. But the press counsel to the mission of Iran at the United Nations has some interesting things to point out. Writing in the Washington Times, responding to an article that basically is again calling for the destruction of Iran, that's essentially what it says. Mr. Mohammadi, the press counsel says, the authors conveniently adopt as fact the groundless accusations against Iran, uncorroborated by the extensive inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The doctrine of preemption endorsed by the authors is both illegal from in the terms of international law and the UN Charter, as well as dangerous. By giving a rogue regime, that is Israel, that has refused to join the Non-Proliferation Treaty, license to initiate war on other member states of the international community. The authors also fail to mention that, unlike Israel, Iran has fully supported the idea of a Middle East nuclear weapons-free zone. Remember that, folks. Iran has supported the idea of a Middle East nuclear weapons-free zone. Note this. Mr. Mohammadi also says, compared to Israel, which has repeatedly invaded its neighbors, Iran has not invaded any of its neighbors during the past 250 years. Nor has Iran threatened any other member of the United Nations. Iran's moral support for the repressed rights of Palestinian people should not be conveniently misconstrued by pro-Israel pundits to advocate further aggression and unlawful resort to force. Folks, two interesting points there. worth reiterating right here by me and for you to remember. Iran has supported the idea of a Middle East nuclear weapons-free zone, and Israel has refused to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So who should we really be worried about, folks? Interesting question, isn't it? Well, the other night on the program, I mentioned an interesting point. I may have actually been on Rick Adams' show, folks, but let me read you this. From a column by George F. Will, the conservative establishment columnist, he says, suppose someone seeking the presidential nomination of the Republican Party had, as a governor, signed the largest tax increase in his state's history and the nation's most permissive abortion law. And by signing a law institutionalizing no-fault divorce, he'd unwittingly but substantially advanced the central idea to the campaign for same-sex marriages. The minimalist understanding of marriage is merely a contract between consenting adults to be entered into or dissolved as it suits their happiness. Question, says Will, is it not likely that such a presidential aspirant would be derided by some of today's fastidious conservatives? He concludes, a sobering thought that, because the attributes just described were those of Ronald Reagan. That's right, Ronald Reagan, as governor, signed the largest tax increase in his state's history and the nation's most permissive abortion law. Interesting. Interesting. A lot more to the big picture than we know about so many things in our world today, ladies and gentlemen. And in our world today, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of good people out there trying to get to the truth about 911, and they are under attack. Something very shocking has happened, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to stay tuned, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Absolutely scandalous. It involves the 911 truth movement. This is very important news, very revealing news. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, which, of course, is the headquarters for American Free Press. National weekly newspaper from Washington. As you know, from the very beginning, American Free Press has been on top of the 911 issue. And contrary to what one of our callers suggested the other night, American Free Press does intend to cover all issues of it. We were fed a lot of misinformation and disinformation by someone who was writing for us on that issue. But, you know, on a complicated issue like this, you know, there's bound to be a lot of information and disinformation out there. You know, some of it just comes about by mistake. Some of it is deliberate. And it's hard to sort it out. But I tell you what, there has been one person who's been involved in a 911 issue. I've never met him. But he was just featured at a conference in California, co-sponsored by American Free Press. And we had a big story by Mark Anderson, our roving correspondent. Mark Anderson interviewed him, and it's Dr. Stephen Jones, who got canned at Brigham Young University because of his work on 911. Well, now, folks, this good man, Dr. Stephen Jones, and I shouldn't say he's a good man because, you know, I honest to God don't know him, but I get the impression he's a good man. I mean, by his picture, by what I've read about him from a variety of sources, except for his critics, of course, seems like a decent enough sort. Well, guess what? Professor Jones is now on the chopping block. Professor Jones is getting his head bashed in. He's getting kicked. He's getting savaged. He's getting whipped. He's getting stabbed. He's getting boiled in oil. Who is doing it? I think you know the answer to it. The ghostly trio, the tragic trio, Hufschmidt, Boleyn, and Smith. On their website, they now say Professor Stephen Jones is working with the Zionists. I'm going to read you the crap that these coprophiliacs have put out. Is Professor Jones simply too naive to realize that he is working with Zionists? This is certainly possible. However, there is a point at which we have to wonder if he is voluntarily working with Zionists. Now, folks, here comes the attack on his religion. This is Eric Hufschmidt, Boleyn, and Smith writing. He is a Mormon, referring to Professor Jones. He is a Mormon, so perhaps his religious views are giving him a bias toward Israel. Is it also possible that he is working with the Zionists due to fear or blackmail? Professor Jones got involved in the cold fusion issue many years ago, writes the trio. His strange behavior with 911 should make us wonder what was really going on with cold fusion. I want to know what the hell Stephen Jones' strange behavior with 911 is. His strange behavior, it's only strange from the point of view of those who believe the government lies. And yet here, Hufschmidt, Smith, and Boleyn are referring to Professor Jones' strange behavior. They say, we don't know what is going on with Professor Jones, but it is advisable to be cautious of him and everybody in his 911 organization. My God, the crap continues. The crap continues. Good Lord, ladies and gentlemen, every person, I can't think of anybody of any consequence who has been working for bringing out the truth on 911, who's challenging Zionism, that these three gangsters have not attacked or smeared in some way. They tried to loop me into their circle, as you'll recall, but I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't go along with it. They used to write nice things about me, folks. But I saw what they were trying to do. They were trying to rope me in and try to win support from people who were familiar with my work over the years. And at the same time, they were trying to separate me from American Free Press. But I wouldn't buy it. Unfortunately, they succeeded with my former friend and colleague, Christopher Boleyn, and now he has laid down with the dogs and he's gotten up with some really horrible fleas. Now Stephen Jones is under attack. They weren't content to attack Ellen Mariani. They weren't content to accuse Eustace Mullins of a horrible sex crime. Eustace Mullins. And I just heard, ladies and gentlemen, some people are trying to find out, I just heard that Eustace Mullins had a heart attack. Happened right after the attack on him that appeared on the Hofschmidt, Boleyn, and Smith website. I don't know if there's a connection there. I don't even know for a fact that Eustace had a heart attack, but that rumor was circulating in nationalist circles. Various people have been trying to get in touch with him and haven't been able to get in touch with him. So I don't know. But anyway, Ellen Mariani, Eustace Mullins, now Professor Stephen Jones, and William Rodriguez. They're accusing William Rodriguez again of covering up for the Zionists. William Rodriguez, the 911 hero. I heard William Rodriguez say time and again that he believed that the Zionists were connected to the events of 911. I heard him say it time and again in speeches in Malaysia.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. An all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches, and as I tell you proudly, factually, it works. You can give them a call, try it out at 800-327-0727. Write that down. Get your pen and paper there handy, folks. 1-800-327-0727. We have a couple callers, and we're going to go to them in a moment. But I just want to reiterate my point, because this is a very important point. Talking about the attacks on Stephen Jones and Ellen Mariani, and, of course, the attacks on William Rodriguez, the last man out of the North Tower, became a hero for what he did, saving people on 911. And he's one of the most outspoken critics of the U.S. government. And now they're saying that he's been covering, and they've said this before, but now they're repeating it again, that William Rodriguez has not talked about the Zionist connection to 911. Well, folks, again, I'm repeating myself because it bears repeating. I'm here to tell you it's an absolute lie. Absolute, downright lie. I spent a week in Malaysia in June of last year, in the presence of William Rodriguez. He and I together, along with Jimmy Walter, the philanthropist who helped so much to bring 911 discussion into the public forum, we spoke at several venues together. In one case, before the International Islamic University. William and I spoke there, Jimmy didn't. The International Islamic University, 400 students perhaps. We spoke at the University of Malaya in Kuala Lumpur, maybe before 150 people, maybe not quite that many. We spoke before several thousand people at the International Islamic Fair, and in assorted groups, smaller groups. And I heard William Rodriguez time and again make reference to a variety of evidence pointing towards Israeli involvement, foreknowledge, however you want to describe it in the events of 911. Now, folks, if William Rodriguez were going to be covering that up, the last place in the world that he would cover that up would be in Malaysia, for the very simple reason that there's no question about it that at that time, our presence there was being monitored very carefully by the international Zionist community. So for Huffschmidt, Bolin, and Smith to make these accusations about, well, they're lies. They're lies, folks. I find them to be contemptible lies. And, again, this is all part and parcel of a very real problem we have, that our truth movement, whether it's regarding 911 or any other issue, we always get infiltrated. And a lot of times, The infiltrators are people who get in there and start smearing the real truth seekers. That's the modus operandi, folks. It's poisonous, and I'll tell you what, if we ever get a real revolutionary nationalist government in this country that puts on trial the war criminals and the allies of the war criminals, both covert and overt, I guarantee you that Berlin and Hofschmidt and Smith will be convicted on the evidence, and by God, they will be punished. They will be punished by an honest government. They will be punished because they deserve punishment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, that having been said, one more point that I think is worth mentioning, and you can't help but mention Hofschmidt again. He, of course, has attacked Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish attorney, as being a Zionist. Well, of course, Mark isn't, but Hofschmidt, Berlin, and Smith say he is, and as though by saying he is, that makes him one. Well, Mark Lane got a stunning vindication over the weekend here because the son of E. Howard Hunt, the former CIA officer, has come forth and said, hey, guess what, folks? My father lied. When he testified in the Spotlight, the E. Howard Hunt versus Spotlight libel case involving the Kennedy assassination, he lied in another lawsuit that he filed against somebody else, and he lied when he testified twice before federal commissions involving investigations into CIA intrigue and the Kennedy assassination. Mr. Hunt's son, who has the unlikely name St. John, says that his father, in fact, did admit to having foreknowledge of the Kennedy assassination, that it indeed did involve the CIA, that there was a French gunman who fired from the grassy knoll, that his own mother had told him that his father was on a business trip in Dallas around the time of the Kennedy assassination, and of course Hunt said that he'd never been in Dallas. And, of course, Mark Lane brought out the truth, or as much as the truth that could be brought out, when Hunt sued Liberty Lobby publisher of the Spotlight for an article relating Hunt to the circumstances surrounding the JFK assassination. Well, you know, it takes a long time for the truth to come out. That Hunt trial with Liberty Lobby was back in 1985, folks. That's 20 years ago. 20 years ago. E. Howard Hunt is safely dead now, and the truth has come out. Hunt definitely did have some knowledge about the Kennedy assassination, and he has been vindicated. And Hunt, in fact, did link the CIA to the assassination, contrary to efforts to convince people by some other sources operating on other networks that Hunt thought Lyndon Johnson was ultimately responsible behind the Kennedy assassination. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anti-Zionist lawyer Mark Lane has been vindicated. Okay, well, let's go to the callers before I get any angrier. We have Mike in Georgia. Mike, come on up.
Michael, how are you doing, sir?
How you doing? Sorry to keep you waiting for so long, but a lot needed to be said.
That's right. I called at the top of the hour to make sure I was able to speak with you. The reason I heard about you is I was listening to a mainstream conservative talk show host, and a caller called in saying how basically the media is controlled by Zionists, and there's something with the Enron case having to do with Zionists, which I didn't know about. And, of course, talk show host laughed him off, called him a Jew hater, and hung up on him. And I wrote down your name when you mentioned it, and I looked you up, and you got a lot of guts. I mean, I haven't ordered the book yet, because I don't want to be put on some list. How do you make a living? I mean, how do you,
Well, that's a very good question. Well, I make a living, to the extent that there is any living there, by writing for a newspaper called American Free Press.
Okay.
That's who pays my salary, and I can assure you I don't have much of a salary, but it's enough just barely to pay the bills here in Washington, D.C., and be able to buy some cigars on occasion, too, and probably too many books that I use for my research. But,
you're going after some powerful people here. I mean, you got some cojones on you. I mean, really, did you have other people start your car for you? Or?
Well, you know, I'm one of the few people in the entire United States who's never owned a car because, you know what? I don't like to drive. I've been blessed by God. Because everybody I know, if a week doesn't go by that I don't hear somebody talking about their car being in the garage, a week is it's a very unique week.
well, let me tell you what. I'm just a regular old American guy, and however I have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and one of the manifestations of I always looked at people's last names. I was like, what is their background? You know, I figured out Italians and then vowels, Greeks end in S. And I started noticing Jewish names, and soon I started noticing a pattern. Every position of power almost and prominence, whether it's financial, entertainment, law, medicine, there was always Jewish people there. And at first I was like, God bless them, you know, they're hardworking, smart people. But then I realized only 2% of the population. And this disproportionateness, there's something to it.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something funny. You know, when I first became aware of Jews, other than hearing my father talk about what happened to the Jews during World War II, my first real exposure to any written information other than on that subject, you know what the subject was? The subject of the origins of Jewish names in the three-volume set by one of my favorite writers, H.L. Mencken, The American Language.
Wow.
So when you start telling me about what you call your obsessive compulsive disorder there, I kind of understand it, because that's really, I started to realize from reading what Mencken said about the origins of Jewish names and lots of other people's names that people are all very different. And what the point you make about the fact that there is such a predominance of Jewish influence in this country, you know, as I always say, even if every member of the United States Senate, for example, were Jewish, that wouldn't matter if they weren't bringing their own biases into the public policy-making arena. But unfortunately, what has happened here, in this country in particular, is that we have a very, very small handful of people who do happen to be Jewish, who also happen to have an immense amount of political and financial power, and they're getting this country involved in foreign wars that have nothing to do with the security of the American people.
Absolutely.
And that's where, excuse me, that's where I feel that you have to draw the line.
Right.
You see, right. I mean, you know, it's, you know, you can have, I mean, even if the United States Senate were, if the United States Senate were 100 Mormons, and they didn't allow their Mormon philosophy to overflow into their public policy making, then, you know, it would be hard to criticize them. But if they started passing laws or getting the United States involved in activities that were reflecting their personal bias, that's a problem. And so it works every which way. And that's why I keep appealing to all the Jews out there who are not wrapped up in Israel and who don't think that Israel is the greatest thing since sliced bread, to go to these big-shot leaders of the Jewish community like Edgar Bronfman and Sumner Redstone and S.I. Newhouse, these guys that control the media. I think it's time for them to surround them and sit them down and tell them, we are not going to take the counterattack for the problems that you have caused, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a big blow up in this country, especially if we get involved in a war in Iran, and people are going to start looking to find out who is responsible. And it goes right back to what you started talking about, this little issue of Enron, the whole issue of Enron, the whole Zionist connection thereto, the role of powerful Zionists in Enron, it's all been pushed aside. Everybody thinks that Enron was some sort of J.R. Ewing, Dallas-style oil man's hoedown, and nothing could be further from the truth. So like I say, you know, I, for myself, I'm just going to continue to speak out, because that's all I've been doing for the last 25 years. I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't, but I'm going to keep on doing it, and I keep hoping that there are going to be people out there like you who help spread the word, because we can't hear it at the Republic Broadcasting Network and at American Free Press. We can't just keep preaching to the choir. We need a lot of people out there talking to one another, telling other people, telling people to spread the word. And fortunately now with the Internet, the word is spreading faster, I'm afraid, than the Zionists ever wanted it to.
You know, it boggles my mind when people deny this. Smart people, do they must know about this. I mean, it just takes an observant person to realize, hey, there's something going on here. And in mainstream society, when you bring it up, you're automatically labeled anti-Semite. So these people who deny it or say it doesn't exist, do they not know, or are they simply being disingenuous?
Well, you know, I tell you, over the years, when I've met a lot of different people who, it's amazing how when they find out what I do, I'm always very circumspect if they ask me what I do, and then they push me and find out what I write about and everything, their immediate reaction is invariably, boy, oh boy, you're really brave. You know, their reaction, see, people do know. It's amazing how many people in my own neighborhood here in Capitol Hill, people who never take any political positions about anything, they just mind their own business, you know, retired people, people in business. It's amazing how many people want to shake my hand.
Absolutely.
So the point being, it's not because I'm particularly special, but it's because they've suddenly discovered, they've actually met somebody who is writing things and saying things that they've been whispering about among their own friends and neighbors for a long, long time. And you see, that's what's happening here in this country today. It's growing. I mean, we have this. You know, 20 years ago, it would have just not been imaginable that there would be an entire Patriot radio network like Republic Broadcasting. And, of course, there was a recent effort to destroy Republic Broadcasting, but it survived. John Stadtmiller and Sandra, his wife, survived. They didn't bring them down. So Republic Broadcasting stands proudly and continues to broadcast. And there are papers like American Free Press that are out there. You know, so there are, and of course, there's a lot of people on the Internet, people that don't even have their own websites. They're busy sending out news and information to people all over the world. So that's the good news, and it is good news. Somebody obviously called that radio station that you were listening to down there in Georgia. Maybe somebody I've never even known. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Well, I'm glad you've tuned in here, and I hope you'll continue listening, Mike.
Absolutely, I'm a regular listener now, and let me leave you with this question: is there any way a bookstore around Atlanta I can go to and pay cash for it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make you a deal. Do me a favor. Right. You get on the Internet, find the address of American Free Press, and either send me an email or write me a letter, and I'll send you a free copy and make sure you're not in anybody's mailing list. How does that sound?
Well, I really appreciate that. And I appreciate what you do. Keep it up, and you'll hear from me in the future, Mike.
All right, well, you keep listening. Stay tuned. Listen to all the good programming here on RBN.
Great. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks for your call, Mike. All right. This is Michael Collins Piper. That was a nice call. I need a call like that every once in a while, ladies and gentlemen. It means that there are more and more people listening, and that's good news.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we got a whole raft of callers, folks. We're not going to be able to get them in. But I do want to remind you, tomorrow night, Tex Mars will be on the air, and I don't expect any guests on Wednesday, so those of you who called in and had a comment about things tonight are free to call in on Wednesday night. God willing, we'll all be here. Okay, well, we do have Jim from Texas. We're going to bring Jim up and wrap up the hour with Jim.
Okay, Mike. Good evening.
How you doing?
I think it's very fitting that you mention H.L. Mencken, because one of his most famous statements, in my opinion, was his statement that, of what value is your opinion if you're not entitled to hold the opposite? That explains the whole thing in a nutshell, that these Dan Rathers and Walter Cronkites and all these other politicians and people and newsreaders, their opinion means nothing because they're not entitled to hold the opposite. In other words, they can't say, you know, that, you know, they can't have a different opinion. So it means nothing. So this is it's a very brilliant statement. One of the few statements that I've kept with me from H.L. Mencken, who is a brilliant wordsmith, I believe is the term.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And this is for decades he was a wordsmith. Well, what, from the late 1890s or something like that to the through the 30s?
Yeah, the early 1900s through, yeah. 1948, when he had a debilitating stroke and couldn't write anymore. I wouldn't call myself an expert on Mencken, but I've been a long-time fan of Mencken's from about the time that I was about 12 years old, and I've read most of his books, and I know a lot about his life and his work. And, you know, it's interesting. H.L. Mencken was called both a Nazi and an anti-Semite. Some critics said he was a Jew, which he was not. And other critics said he was an anti-Semite, which, even there, that's kind of hard to say because, you know, it's funny, some of his closest friends were Jews, and he spoke to them in criticizing Jews just as he did speaking to anybody else. So I don't know if that makes him an anti-Semite or what, but...
He was one of the last people, as far as the news media, that was allowed to say what he thought, more or less. During that period, he was one of the few that said what he thought, and it was actually printed.
Was it the Baltimore Sun? It was the Baltimore Sun, but actually, let me tell you something about Mencken that's interesting in that regard. During World War II, he had a real problem with the Baltimore Sun because he was very much in opposition to American involvement in World War II.
Yeah, and he was with Ezra Pound and the boys. I mean, he more or less leaned to their...
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about Mencken. He was heavily criticized for years and years for having written in his private diaries that he thought the Baltimore Sun's publisher may have been under the influence of the British. Well, guess what? About 20 years ago, secret British intelligence archives were released that proved that, in fact, Mencken's suspicions were absolutely right, and Paul Patterson, the publisher of the Baltimore Sun, was in fact working closely with British intelligence and was using the Baltimore Sun to put out British intelligence propaganda. So all those people that were attacking Mencken for all those years for having written that, they came out looking like the fools and the liars that they absolutely were. Absolutely. Mencken was a good man. I'm glad you brought him up again, because I'm going to do a show one night about Mencken and read some of his remarkable comments about a lot of things, Jim.
Good. Good night, all right, Mike.
Thanks for your call, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for Rick Adams and Frank Whalen, and, well, stay up all night long and listen to RBN all day long tomorrow if you can, until I come back here tomorrow night with Tex Mars. So thanks for listening in. Thanks for your calls. And thanks to Mike in particular. I really appreciated his call, the call that came in from Georgia. The audience of RBN is growing despite the efforts of those who don't want it to.